This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Will they be taxing Netflix in California? I've got a story about that coming up here in moments.
Don't they tax everything in California?
They got to fund their own country somehow.
Yeah, well, they're working on this. I mean, they're trying, Daryl. They're trying their best to tax everything. They just haven't gotten to the internet too effectively yet, so we'll get to that story if we get the chance. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian
and Vincent
and Daryl.
So to start out hour number two here, coming up, the story about Art Bell. Art Bell, who has long been a talk show host, few decades at least. He was
long
doing
time.
Yeah, he was doing Coast to Coast AM back when I was a teenager. And now we've got Vincent on the show here. He's our youngest co-host, all of 18 years old. You know who Art Bell is.
Oh, yeah. I love Coast to Coast. Yeah, he's an inspiration for me.
We're going to talk about that. We'll see if he's inspiring you with his new lawsuit against Michael Savage in moments. But you wanted to comment. One of our callers in the last hour suggested that the United States is doing good for the world.
What he said relatively was how it was immoral for Edward Snowden and Julian Assange, despite Assange not being a U.S. citizen, releasing all these documents. He said they're being traitors to America. That did
I believe
so
he
much
said they
them.
Should be killed.
Oh, they should be killed. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, that's the way people mask saying that someone should be executed, by saying, oh, they should treat them like traitors. I mean,
right.
I've said this on the air before. And, you know, I think that up to a certain point, the U.S. was doing somewhat good of a world as being, as they say, like a beacon of liberty, you know, because we had the experiment.
Up to what point?
I'd say up to World War II. I know there were some, you know, adventurisms and stuff in the Philippines and in South America, but that was a sign of the times. Everyone was doing it, and so that wasn't particularly good. But I think the point in time when the U.S. stopped being a total beacon of liberty was around after World War II. At least that's when the decay started. Because the government got so big. And
I would
then,
say it started.
But everybody was having big government, so it was just a sign of the times.
And so I'm saying that I think at that point, things really started to get bad.
So it wasn't during the 1913, I believe it was, when the income tax was
Federal
put
Reserve.
In and the Federal Reserve
it started.
Was put in.
Okay, I should have.
Because that was
correction.
A pretty big one. How about the Civil War when the tyrant Lincoln invaded the South based on, you know, keeping the Union together, which is a total big government
oppression. I agree.
Move.
I mean, I think that at that point, yeah, you do bring a point, but I think in overall big picture and even small picture too.
Well, what about when George Washington, the first president under the current Constitution, sent in the military after tax evaders?
Was that the Whiskey Rebellion?
Yeah.
So
from 13 years after,
I'm not saying
he fought a war against, you know, tax collectors.
I'm not saying the U.S. was ever perfect. I just think compared to everything else. And yeah, you know, lesser of two evils. But to answer the caller's complaint, I do think that the United States of starting from Bush Sr. all the way to today, it is not a force for good. And yeah, some would say Reagan because he invaded Panama and X, Y, and Z. But ever since World War II, the U.S. is becoming as bad as all these other totalitarian regimes. As you said, the gangsters like Russia. The entire U.S. government right now is a bunch of gangsters. So at one point, I do think the U.S. at one point was a beacon of liberty. But now this
possibly during the Articles of Confederation.
Okay, I know your opinion, Daryl. And
so
I
going to disagree
that,
on the exact point at which they were no longer.
Yes.
A beacon of liberty, but we'll agree that they are no longer a beacon of liberty.
Yes, and so, but God, I mean, you know, you hear the whole thing, not my president. I think ever since, I just think that this isn't, you know, this like the David Bowie song, this is not America. And so to say, you know, yeah, we have the flag, and people say, oh, burning the flag, that's burning American values and conservatism. Mm. American values. Well, what the hell is American values? Income tax, being arrested for putting a plant inside you. This is an awful country at this point. I know it's better than a lot of other places. I'm not going to leave. There's no place place I could leave. You know, liberty has to make a stand here in the U.S. Like, I can't just go back to Canada. And so I think we have to, we can't hold, say, oh, things have to stay the same. We have to go back to liberty at one point. And by saying, oh, you're a traitor to this country, what a traitor to this whole gangster government. So that's my position to the last caller.
Yeah, I totally agree that it is a bunch of gangsters in Washington, D.C. I don't, however, believe anything can really be done about it except for leaving. And there's actually a pretty interesting story. You did an interview for just yesterday, Daryl, since we're talking about freedom. The Libertarian Party of the state of New Hampshire, which you are the chairman of, the new chairman.
Yes.
The previous chairman wouldn't answer emails, so you're a much better chairman already just by virtue of the fact that you will answer emails. And you've actually been putting a lot of time and effort into ramping up the LP. You guys redesigned the website at lpnh.org.
Redesigned the website, trying to get some literature that we've not had in many years.
Right.
And yeah, we're definitely, you know, a very active executive committee.
And conducting interviews based on a press release that you sent out just a couple of weeks ago, I think, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, announcing that the Libertarian Party is now supporting secession. At least the executive committee of the Libertarian Party of the state of New Hampshire is supporting personal independence and secession.
Right, and it's actually in the national platform. The National Party's platform has a self-determination plank that we cited in our resolution that we passed.
But does their plank actually, you know, come right out and say that they support, you know, states leaving the United States? And I don't know if yours, what was your resolution? Do you happen to have that handy?
Give me 1 second. I'm actually pulling up the platform of the Libertarian Party. I think you have the resolution. But the platform plank of Libertarian Party National says, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of liberty, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to agree to such new governance as to them shall most likely to protect their liberty.
So the statement here, which was passed 3-1,
there were two votes.
Okay.
The 3-1 vote was a vote to draft a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And after the resolution was drafted, that passed with 4 votes in favor, no votes against, and 1 person abstained.
Got it. So almost everyone voted in favor on the
executive
committee.
And the person that abstained did so because of his job. He's a federal government contractor.
I see.
So he could not take a open position on this.
Or at least he didn't feel comfortable doing that.
Right. He could, but then that would possibly wind up getting him in trouble with violating a federal law. And
is it a violation of a law to be a federal employee and just say something about your opinion of the federal government?
To say that you think the federal government should be abolished, it could be construed as a violation of the Hatch Act.
So here's the actual statement as voted in as a resolution by the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. And to your knowledge, has such a thing ever been done by any other state party?
Other than having a platform plank supporting self-determination, I don't think so.
Quote, whereas the National Libertarian Party platform states, what you just read, whereas the federal government became destructive of individual liberty many years ago, and whereas recent polls indicate nearly 1 in 5 Americans support secession. I believe that was a poll from 2014.
Yes, that's Gallup. The most recent poll that I've been able to find.
And whereas there is a growing secessionist movement in New Hampshire, so you even use the word secession, whereas Part 1, Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution states, quote, whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may and of right ought to reform the old or establish a new government, unquote. And whereas Part 1, Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution also states, quote, the doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind, unquote. Be it therefore resolved, the Executive Committee of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire supports all peaceful efforts to alter or abolish any government that is destructive of individual liberty and to alter any and abolish any government that endangers public liberty and to specifically support peaceful activities of the New Hampshire secession movement. So, yeah, you guys came right out and said,
yes,
we support the New Hampshire secessionists, basically.
Yes.
Which is awesome, and we'll talk more about that because it's now getting you press coverage in various different places. And I think that that needs to happen, that people need to start talking about this issue, and the fact that you guys just put this resolution out is getting people talking. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about secession. It is a topic whose time has come again, and it's time for it to work in a peaceful manner to where a state, whichever one it is that goes first, needs to go. Whether it's California, whether it's Vermont, whether it's New Hampshire, whether it's Texas, these are some of the, whether it's Hawaii, these are some of the more noteworthy secessionist movements out there in the United States right now. And we're going to continue that discussion here. Also, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. And you know that people love to read them. I was, you know, amused by people straining up above their steering wheel, just trying to look and see what the bumper stickers say when they're, you know, pulled up behind you at stoplights and things. So you know it's working. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Plus, Liberty Stickers will do custom stickers. So if for whatever reason you know you can't find what you're looking for, cause they've got a lot of they've got a huge selection. But if you want something custom, they can do that too. That's how we got our LRN.FM and Free Talk Live bumper stickers that we've had for a long time. Which, by the way, you can get a free one of those by emailing or not emailing, but by sending us a self-addressed stamped envelope. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get the address. That's promote.freetalklive.com. So again, go to libertystickers.com and get some cool liberty-oriented bumper stickers. As we continue, it's Ian Vinson and Daryl in the studio tonight. We've got Roger on the line on via Skype, the host of the Lava Flow podcast, and also vice chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, Roger. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling in to talk about the recent resolution that the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire passed to support New Hampshire peaceful secession.
Yeah, well, it's already shown up in the news media in a couple of places with the union leader running a very short, or no, Boston Globe, I think it was. Boston Globe, yep. Running a very short piece and then a more detailed piece coming out just, I think, today at nhjournal.com. So hopefully it'll continue to garner a little bit of attention and maybe build up some speed.
Well, that's what we're hoping, and it's something I've been wanting to do. Of course, a lot of people think we did this because of Trump, and that couldn't be further from the reason from the reason we did it. We actually started this long before the election. Actually, it's been on my mind for quite some time. So I was glad we were finally able to get it done, even though most people are thinking it was because of Trump.
Now, there's the article here over at nhjournal.com cites Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Max Abramson claiming that, quote, this was just three guys going off on their own at an unnoticed meeting without input from the full membership. Are you guys acting on your own here, or do you feel like there is some support within the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire's membership for this?
Oh, there is definitely support. As a matter of fact, I've heard from, gosh, probably close to a dozen of our current members telling me how important this is and how excellent this is. And you know,
that's like half the membership.
Well, no, we're actually doing a little bit better than that, believe it or not, and we're getting stronger every day.
But doing pretty bad for a while there. I mean, the Libertarian Party, let's be honest, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire was in a dismal state before you and Daryl got elected, near unanimously, by the way, to chair and vice chair within just the last few months. So you guys have been ramping things up, like, within just the last 90 days to a level that the party has not seen the entire decade I've been here. So thank you for that.
Well, and I appreciate that, and that's exactly why Daryl and I are, you know, decided to step up to these positions, because things have been so dismal in the Libertarian Party in this state for so long. We're definitely hoping to put some new blood, some new life, and get the party where it needs to be. I mean, the strongest Libertarian Party in the country should be in New Hampshire, without a doubt.
Okay, but no, I'm just going to ask you some devil's advocate questions here. Aren't you guys kind of ruining the party's chances by having a kind of a closed tent? You're not going with a big tent approach here that Max Abramson was advocating in this article. I mean, you're saying that the Libertarians should adhere to principle. You're saying, you know, support secession. Isn't that going to drive people away from the Libertarian Party who otherwise might sign up?
Roger, if I can give my thoughts, and then
I'd like to hear both of you.
Yours.
Yeah, sure.
It will drive people away that don't understand libertarian philosophy. It will
exactly.
drive people away that want mandatory patriotism. It will drive people away that say, I believe in freedom, but if you finish your sentence of "I believe in freedom" with a "but" and then all of the things that you don't believe in freedom on, then you don't believe in freedom.
And I agree completely, Daryl, but one thing, you mentioned Big Tent. I think the party as a whole definitely needs to be Big Tent. And I came from Arkansas. I was the chairman of the Libertarian Party of Arkansas for 2 terms.
Mm-hmm.
And we always kept the party Big Tent. But the people who are running the party, the executive committee, the candidates, those people can't be Big Tent. They have to be Libertarians. If we can't run Libertarian candidates, then we have a big problem.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Will Coley had said something. Will Coley, host of Call to Freedom, said something a couple months ago on Facebook where he said, "I don't mind the whore coming to church, but don't let her preach the next week."
That's exactly right.
Okay, but how are you going to stop that from happening? I mean, look, I find Max Abramson to be a fine guy. I like him just fine, but I don't know if he was the best pick for the candidate for governor. I mean, Daryl, even you have criticized his lack of principles as far as adhering to the non-aggression principle and, you know, not, you know, being a real good messenger.
As has Roger, and Roger's been able to do it with a lot more colorful language.
How are you going to stop that from happening in 2 years?
You know, I have my personal issues with Max, and he knows that, but I definitely thank him for putting all the work he did into getting us ballot access.
Right.
Because without what he did, we would not have it in 2018. So I certainly thank him for that. But, you know, we're going to have a really big problem in 2018 because we're going to be on the ballot for primary elections instead of being able to kind of do those nominations in convention like we always have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to really open this up to potentially some anti-libertarian libertarians running for office under our banner, and that's going to be a problem.
Sure, especially since it's already happened, even when the party's been selecting, and that's simply because of a lack of choices, really.
There really wasn't anyone else who wanted it. Shows up and says, "I'm willing to run for this," and nobody else is offering to run, and that's the office that gets you ballot access, it's kind of hard to say, "Nope, we shouldn't run a candidate."
Now, wasn't there a proposal to maybe have the law changed in New Hampshire to allow parties to have private primaries?
I've reached out to several state reps with information about the 19 states in the country right now that do allow political parties that are below a certain threshold to nominate via convention. There's mm-hmm. 3 states that will allow any political party. Even, you know, the Republican Party in Alabama could, if they wanted to, nominate in convention, but they like the fact of, oh, we can have somebody else pay for our nominating process. Okay, we'll use a primary. But, yeah, I have reached out to some state reps on that. I don't think anything has been proposed this year specifically for that, but there has been a bill to create a study committee to look at ballot access issues.
Which, at the earliest, would be able to work on that in 2018. So maybe that would change.
They'd work on stuff over the summer, and something would be introduced next year.
Roger, if you got more to say, stick with us. If not, folks should check out your podcast over at thelavaflow.com. This is Free Talk Live. More continuing.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Vincent,
and Daryl.
Entrepreneurship, progress, innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It's the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FTL for free online lessons perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course is Economics in One Day. It's easy to understand, but will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. You can start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL and learn why entrepreneurship matters. It was during, by the way, Roger Paxton still with us here from the Lava Flow podcast and also the Vice Chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. Daryl, you are the chairman of that very party.
Yes.
And the both of you were involved with and voted for the new measure that is now getting some press that the New Hampshire Libertarian Party is in support of peaceful secession.
Yes.
So that's great news. And, Roger, you've really hit the ground running. As I understand it, you were here, what? You moved here, like, what, a year ago? Is that right?
It was late October of last year.
Congratulations, by the way. It didn't even seem like it had been that long for me. I don't know about how's it feel for you being here for a year.
It has flown. It's been the craziest year of my life.
Yep, and now you guys are getting ready to buy a house and really put down some roots with your family here in New Hampshire. So I'm so grateful that you
actually closed on that in 2 weeks from today, correct?
Well, there's been some issues holding that up, but it will be happening in December, it looks like, yes.
Cool, man. That's very exciting. And, you know, you were a big doer. You mentioned that you were the chairperson of the Arkansas Libertarian Party. What, what kind of reception have you gotten from folks back in Arkansas that might be, you know, involved with the libertarians down there about, hey, you know, come up to New Hampshire. This is the place to be. This is, if you love liberty, you know, you should really get together with the largest concentration of libertarians known to man. That's what we have here in New Hampshire, and it just keeps getting bigger year after year. What's the response you're getting if you're still talking to some of those guys?
Well, it's funny you mention that. One of the former vice chairs of the Libertarian Party of Arkansas now lives in Exeter, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
She actually signed, her and her husband signed the pledge before me and my wife did, but they moved after we did. So, but I've also talked to several, obviously some of my old friends there, and many of them have also signed the pledge, and I've talked to a couple who are actively looking for jobs right now.
All right, so I would say that it's doing
pretty
well.
LP Arkansas is moving
to the seacoast.
Well, the LP Arkansas was pretty bad off when I started, and it's much stronger than it is now.
Yeah.
But I definitely think we're going to pass them up here before long, so they need to come on up.
Yeah, it's very exciting to see what you guys have already done in just a short amount of time here with the Libertarian Party, which, as I was talking before, it was in pretty dismal shape previously. So it's nice to see not only that y'all got ballot access this year, and of course the battle there isn't over yet. Daryl, you told me this week that according to the Secretary of State's office here in New Hampshire, it's going to be sometime in 2017 before people can actually register to vote as a Libertarian in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and we got some more bad news today.
Oh, really?
Fortunately, it does not affect us in 2018 because we do have ballot status.
Mm-hmm.
But back in 2014, the legislature wound up passing a law saying that you cannot collect petitions to get a party on the ballot prior to January 1st of the election year.
Okay.
That wound up getting challenged because I contacted the ACLU back in 2014. And I was not, I don't think I was on the executive committee at the time. I may have been secretary, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I contacted the ACLU, and it took about 2 months for him to get the chair at the time to sign off on some paperwork, allowing them to file a lawsuit on our behalf. Well, now a little over 2 years later, and the First Circuit wound up ruling against the Libertarian Party, they have some, in my opinion, flawed reasoning.
This was after the district court ruled for you?
No.
So federal district court ruled against you, then you appealed to the First Circuit Court of Appeals?
Yes. And
what's the essence of the court ruling? The government can make whatever rules they want?
In short, basically, it's not that big of a burden because when the Libertarians have run people, they've not had that many candidates, so they're not really being damaged that bad anyway. Even though the First Circuit Court back in, I believe it was 2011, ruled against the state of Rhode Island on the same exact law. But because the Secretary of State of New Hampshire came up with different reasoning,
I see,
for why they need to impose this burden, the circuit court wound up ruling in favor.
And so now that same Secretary of State is dragging their feet on implementing the ability to register. So for listeners that aren't familiar, in New Hampshire right now, and prior to, you know, whenever this change is made, the state of New Hampshire had only allowed people to register as either Republican, Democrat, or what they call undeclared.
Correct. So Even though there have been numerous court rulings at the federal level, unfortunately none of them in the First Circuit, but still, generally if more than one or if one federal circuit rules on something, most secretaries of state will wind up complying with whatever that ruling is.
Mm-hmm.
Numerous federal court decisions have said that if a state allows people to register with a recognized political party, they have to allow people to register with an unrecognized or unqualified political party.
Hmm.
But Bill Gardner has never...
The Secretary of State.
That's the Secretary of State. He has never complied with that. And now that the
He's going to make you take him to court.
Now that we are ballot qualified, he is dragging his feet, even though there's a blank line on the form where you could write in anything. You could write in Jedi Knight, But he is
right,
saying,
it's not like they have to change the form. They don't
right,
have to change
saying,
anything.
We have to destroy all of the existing forms,
that's
create
ridiculous.
A new form before we can let anybody register as a libertarian. Even though the
it's
only
insane.
Thing that needs to be changed is telling the clerks, this is what you write in the computer program where you input the registered voters.
Wow. Roger Paxton, anything else you want to share about any of that?
Well, it's just like we had in Arkansas when we first got ballot access in 2012. We had to spend $50,000 and hundreds of hours to get on the ballot. And once we finally did, they dragged their feet about, allowing us to register as well. Finally, they did open it up. We thankfully didn't have to sue them. But then we lost ballot access and had to do the whole process all over again. Now they've done it three times.
And I know, Daryl, you've been worried that the state house is going to pass a new law or update the existing law to make it more difficult for the libertarians to get ballot access. It used to be, what, 3%, and then they upped it to 4% of the vote?
In 97, they upped it from 3% to 4%.
Which cut them out for the next decade plus.
Correct.
Two decades.
And there are things that have been filed right now relative to placement of candidates on the ballot, but I don't know exactly. Right, I can't read the text of the proposal. Yeah. All I know is the title. I've reached out to the state reps, and so far I've not gotten a response.
Yeah. So where now? Where to next, gentlemen? The Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. What's the next step for you guys?
Planning the 2017 convention.
Okay.
March 18th. And I don't recall the facility off the top of my head, but it will be in Concord.
Okay.
There's going to be the business session that will be free for members, and then there's the dinner session that will be a paid thing. Mm-hmm. We've got speakers coming in, and it's going to be a really good event.
And if you want to support the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire from outside of New Hampshire, can people who are not living in New Hampshire join in any way, shape, or form, or just, contribute?
They can join. There's no requirement that one live in New Hampshire to join,
okay,
but one must live in New Hampshire for a specific period of time before they can wind up seeking a spot on the executive committee.
And is it true the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is accepting Bitcoin?
It is.
How many other LPs are accepting Bitcoin?
Off the top of my head, I don't know, but I know that Arkansas and LP National.
All right, Roger.
And
thanks.
LP Maine.
Hey, thanks for coming on tonight, man. Host of the Lava Flow podcast was with us. I appreciate that. All the way out from the seacoast. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves. You can bring up anything that you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to talk about a butthurt talk show host coming up here in moments. Art Bell has filed lawsuit against someone who I find to be pretty detestable, which is Michael Savage. However, I'm going to take Savage's side on this one because, well, he's on the side of freedom of speech in this case. And, Daryl, you have the story with us. We're going to share that here in a moment. Also, I want to let you know about freetalklive.com. If you're getting your you're ready to do your holiday shopping, you haven't gotten it done yet, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's also some links to like Newegg or Walmart, but most people go into the Amazon links because, well, Amazon's got just about everything you could possibly want to order. And you get the same great Amazon prices. You get the free Super Saver shipping, the Amazon Prime, everything you're used to with Amazon. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So please take that extra moment and just go to shop.freetalklive.com and then get your holiday shopping done. You don't have to leave the comfort of your office or your home. You don't have to deal with the crowds. You don't have to deal with the parking, the possibly frustrated employees. Nope, you just do shop.freetalklive.com and get it done. It helps us out and makes a big difference, too. So please, thank you, shop.freetalklive.com. We saw the headline today in the industry news, Daryl, that Art Bell, the longtime host of Coast to Coast AM, that Vincent said you were a fan of when you were growing up, Vincent, or are you still a fan of it?
I've been listening to talk radio pretty much every night since sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
That was two years ago? Three or four years. Around like 3.5 years ago, let's say. But every night, mind you. So if it's like, let's say, 900 days, I'd listen to talk radio.
Okay.
And I never, stayed up to listen to a full episode, but I've heard, I've heard of him through Alex Jones, and also he used to, at one point, use the Midnight Express soundtrack as some of his music, and then I found that movie, and I really liked that, that music. And I'd listen to some of his segments about alien abduction and the shadow people and things, and I found that really interesting. And, he's somewhat of a, I'd like to... I'm interested in radio, and if I could be in his position, that'd be great.
So if you only started listening to talk radio about 3 years ago, are you sure you've not listened to George Norrie on Coast to Coast? Because Art Bell has not done Coast to Coast regularly in almost a decade.
I'd listen to old segments of it.
Yeah, so...
the somewhere in time.
Right,
gets
that's what I was
replayed.
About to talk about. Yeah, so iHeart Media or Premier Radio Networks, which is their syndication arm, has been syndicating old episodes of Coast to Coast from the 1990s that feature Art Bell for the last several years
somewhere
at least.
This was
time.
On for me, it was on YouTube, so I listened to
okay.
some of the segments
okay.
on YouTube.
That
yeah,
too.
Like if I wanted to, you know, I'm big into the paranormal and alien abduction, and I have heard it somewhere.
But that's why they can run those two decades old shows. Because those are essentially evergreen topics. I mean, ghosts and, you know, crap like that. There's no real new developments about any of those things.
No.
So you can keep playing the same old episode. I personally, you know, wouldn't run those if I were programming a radio station. But some of the stations do run that show. It's actually a surprise
right. there are
how
some
many
radio
of them do.
Stations that will run, you know, coast to coast, back to back, 8 hours
That's right.
of George Norrie.
So, yeah, he left, a decade or so ago.
2007.
George Norrie took over the show, and it's basically the same show with the same, you know, crazy loon callers and crazy guests.
I call them misunderstood, not loons, Ian. Let's be nice here. Let's be
well, some of
correct.
Them are probably crazy. Others are probably just putting on a show. Like, there's some of them that probably don't actually believe what they're talking about.
Let me see what I can get the host of this show to believe.
Well, that's the thing with Art Bell. Like, the guy deserves a lot of credit. I have a lot of respect for Art Bell. I do. I lost some respect for him today because of what he's doing against Michael Savage, but the dude does deserve a lot of credit for, you know, being one of the more kind of independent voices out there, as far as, you know, he was broadcasting from his home studio, which is kind of something that a lot of people in the radio business wish that they could do. That's what we're doing here, basically. We are broadcasting from a studio that's based in a house. We're not renting some fancy New York City, Manhattan digs where we're paying, I don't know how much the hell you have to pay for a place in Manhattan, probably $10,000 a month or something ridiculous like that. You know, we keep the costs down, and he was doing his show from, like, a trailer in the desert in, what, Nye County, Nevada, I believe it
yes.
was? So, very independent in that way, even though he was syndicated by a major syndicator, which was Premier Radio Networks, and in the beginning it was a talk radio network that syndicated him. But so, he, you know, even though he was on a big syndicate network, he was sort of doing it kind of in an independent style. So
right.
He deserves a lot of credit for that. He won a Lifetime Achievement Award. I was at the talk show conference where he was given a Lifetime Achievement Award for what he's done with his show. And that's where I kind of got a look into the, you know, the real personality of Art Bell. So one thing you have to know about this guy is just because he has a guest on his show doesn't mean he agrees with what the guest is saying.
Oh, of course not. I'm not trying to imply that. I know at some points, you know, that's a whole gimmick of his show, but he's
yeah.
like, you know, like, I've been abducted by aliens. They took me to Spain. Oh, really? Tell me more. Like, yeah, I get that.
Right. And so how much of the stuff that is aired on his show that he agrees with, I have no idea. But based on the attitude that he was portraying when he was speaking, when he was accepting this Lifetime Achievement Award, you know, you can give a little speech when you do that, he basically made it sound like he was making fun of the people who called his show. Like, he essentially called them crazies. And so it was pretty clear to me that, you know, for him, that's just a show. It's just, you know, his unique show that he kind of
right.
created. And, you know, he doesn't hold the so-called intellectual property to it anymore. He probably sold that off to iHeartMedia or Clear Channel as it was at the time. So, you know, I got some respect for the guy. I don't necessarily care for the perspective where a host pretends to be someone he's not. I don't really respect that particular viewpoint, unless it's being done for comedic purposes, like Phil Hendry, for instance, who will actually do voices and literally pretend to be someone he's not.
Right.
In fact, if you want to hear, if you're
that's sort of like, you know, radio theater, isn't it?
Phil Hendry is definitely radio theater. Yeah, it's comedy radio theater.
That's how Larry the Cable Guy, too. He used to have a whole bunch of different personalities on the radio. That's where he got started. But Larry, you know, literally the Cable Guy
was one of
call
them.
In. Yeah, and that's the one that caught on.
Well, okay, so then you could argue that Art Bell was radio theater. And that might be a different way to look at it, rather than
yeah.
being somebody who is, you know, pretending to be someone he's not, that he was just doing as a theatrical production.
Right, so, you know, Johnny does a lot of community theater to where he portrays a character on stage
right.
during a period of time. So, you know, I don't see it as really any different.
I get you. I get your point there. Okay, I can respect it from that viewpoint. So now he has decided to file a lawsuit. against Michael Savage.
So, Courthouse News has the story. Late night radio personality Art Bell sued fellow talk radio host Michael Savage for defamation, saying Savage insinuated his wife was a hooker and underage when she married Bell. The complaint says on September 25th, 2016, Savage made defamatory and slanderous statements on his radio program, The Savage Nation. Savage was apparently talking about topics he thought radio personalities should avoid, and he brought up UFOs, a frequent topic on Bell's former late-night radio show, Coast to Coast. Quote, "You say UFOs, you wind up in the Philippines with a 10-year-old hooker, and you're off the radio after a number of years. You can't do UFOs." That's an in-joke, by the way, for people who understand the business, Savage said during his show, according to the complaint. Bell hosted Coast to Coast from 1998 to 2007, discussing many types of paranormal phenomenon, including UFO activity. The show was syndicated on 500 radio stations.
Wow, it still is on a lot.
And garnered more than 22 million listeners, although they don't say over what period of time that 22 million. I don't know if that's 22 million a week, 22 million a year, or 22 million over the entire decade.
I don't know. It's a good question. Probably, well, for an overnight show, I would guess for the decade, but I could be wrong.
Bell met his wife, Erin Ruiz Bell, in the Philippines when she was a 22-year-old college student.
That's a little different from 10 years old.
Yes. Bell said the marriage and the subsequent visa issues were well known within the radio industry and that it was clear that Savage was alluding to them in his on-air comments. Bell says...
And Bell was what, in his 60s when he met her?
Probably.
Good for him.
Bell says in the complaint, Mr. and Ms. Bell experienced repeated difficulties obtaining a visa for Ms. Bell to reside permanently in the United States, a fact that was publicly known and closely followed by many in the radio broadcasting industry and general public. Savage, whom Bell refers to as a shock jock, is a radio host and conservative commentator with a doctorate in nutritional ethnomedicine from the University of California in Berkeley. Under his real name, Michael Weiner, he has published several books on diet, homeopathic remedies, and assorted subjects.
We'll continue with this talk show battle between Art Bell.
Would this be a pod beef of sorts?
Michael Savage, this is a real, like, this isn't a podcast.
Radio Wars.
He's a real talk radio host. 855-453. I'm not meaning to insult podcasters out there, but come on. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.